This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 262.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about why you need to sell more than you think you do. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to remind you about my live event, Media Influence Live. So it's happening in London on July the 5th and 6th, so that's 2018 if you're listening in the future. And this is my event where I get you in a room for the day with high-profile journalists and influencers. So this year, we've got journalists from the likes of The Guardian, from the BBC, from ITV's Good Morning Britain, from Grazia magazine, from The Sun's Fabulous magazine. And I've also got some high-profile influencers. So I've got Emma Gannon from the Control Alt Delete podcast. She's a really great example of someone who is getting traditional media coverage because she's out there making her own media on a really successful podcast. I've got Jess Dante. She's going to be talking about how essentially she's made her own TV show on her YouTube channel, Love and London. And I've also got Charlotte Jackman, and she's going to be talking about how she created her own magazine and how that's doing wonders for her business. So if you're interested in meeting journalists to understand what they're looking for, what they're not looking for, how to pitch, how to get in touch, how to really build relationships with journalists, and also how to reach out to influencers, how to really build your media influence through your own content, but maybe also by partnering with others on their media content as well, then this event is going to be a great experience for you. If you've ever been to any of my events, you'll know that I am a big believer in giving you as much access to the speakers as possible. So this is definitely not one of those events where you turn up, you buy your ticket, you listen to the speakers, and then they go off and sit on their speakers table, or worse still, they go off and go home or back to work or whatever. I do ask my speakers to stay all day. I ask them to sit with you on your tables. And I also make sure that you get every opportunity to meet the speakers personally over or during the course of the event. On day one, the most popular part of the day is definitely our speed networking session. And in this session, I get every speaker on the tables. We rotate them around the room so you can introduce yourself and ask questions to every single speaker. I mean, you will get lots of opportunities to chat to them over breaks and lunch and during the day, and they'll be sitting at your tables with you. But this is an added bonus. So if this sounds of interest, then I'll stick a link in the show notes. So it's Media Influence Live. We are getting close to the event now, so it will only be a few weeks before we close the enrolments. So if you are interested, I do know it's a big decision to come to a live event. And actually, a few days ago, I held an open hour, if you like, where I invited people who were interested in coming along to the event to come and talk to me and to ask me any questions that they had. And I know that when you're thinking about going to an event, you may well have lots of questions. You might want to talk a little bit more about the program, about the layout of the room, about some of the logistics of getting to the event and all of that. And that is all fine. We are really happy to answer any questions that you've got and to help you to make a decision. I'm also very honest. If someone says to me, do you think this event is right for me? And I don't think it's right for you, I will tell you, because it just isn't in my interest to have people in the room who are not yet at the right stage in their business. I want you to have a great experience. I want you to leave a great review for the event. So it really is not in my interest to sell you a ticket if the event isn't right for you. So rest assured, I will give you my honest opinion. So any questions about the event, drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk and we'll do what we can to help. And now on with the main part of the show. So a few days ago, I went into my free Facebook group, as I do most afternoons, to see what kind of discussions were going on. And I came across this message. Hi, Janet. How do I find out more about your media live event in London in July? I'd love to attend, but I can't find details. Thank you. Now, that post really made me smile. And it didn't make me smile because I thought it was a silly question. Far from it, I didn't think it was silly at all. But it made me smile because over the last few months, I have done the following things. I've mentioned the event on this podcast at the beginning in pretty much every single episode since the beginning of March. So I think that's probably about 25 episodes. And if you're a regular listener, you have probably heard me talk about it too. Secondly, I've sent around 20 sales emails, I think, possibly more about the event. I have around 27 tweets going out about the event every single week. I've published around 20 or 30 social media posts about the event right back from January, actually. We started off by announcing a call for speakers in January. I had some conversations going on social media about the name of the event, about the artwork, about all sorts of aspects of the event, even before the tickets went on sale. I had quite a healthy wait list even before the tickets went on sale. I've also been running Facebook ads to the event. I've also done dozens of podcast guest interviews. I've had 6 that aired last week. If you follow me on social media, you've probably noticed that on Twitter and on Facebook and also on my Facebook page that I have banners advertising the event. And they are just a few of the things that I've been doing to promote this event. I've probably left loads and loads of stuff out, also blog posts as well, but I'll talk more about that later. So the reason this made me smile is because I feel like I have been out there shouting about Media Influence Live to the point where you must be sick of it. You're probably out there now walking your dog, driving in your car, at the gym, doing the washing up, whatever you do when you're listening to the podcast. And you might be thinking to yourself, Janet, I've heard about this event before. But my point is that even though I've mentioned this event in dozens of places, hundreds of times, in dozens of different ways, there are still people out there who don't know about it. Or if they do know about it, they've kind of half got the details. They haven't got the full picture. So this lady, for example, she had the wrong name of the event. So no wonder she couldn't find any details about it because she was probably Googling Media Live and nothing was coming up for her. So I share this because I think it's a really important message for us all. Now, I think I'm pretty good at selling. And if you listen to this podcast regularly and you follow me on social media, I think you'll probably agree that I am pretty confident about getting out there and making offers. But even someone like me, who's made hundreds and hundreds of posts, hundreds of tweets, dozens of mentions on this podcast episode, and there are still people out there who don't yet have the full details that they need for my event. And it's really interesting because I created a Facebook page post about this. And if you want to go over and have a look at it, it's Janet Murray UK is my Facebook page. Go over and have a look. And a few people posted to say, oh, well, some people are just lazy and they don't read the details. So for example, on Twitter, on my Facebook group, the irony was with that particular post, for example, is that the just above where the lady had posted her question about the event was a big banner that said, Media Influence Live, July the 5th and 6th. So when I posted on my Facebook page, there were a few people who said, well, people are just lazy and they don't read the details and they don't follow up and they can't be bothered to look things up. And I just think that attitude, I think it stinks really, because I think we've got two choices when we're running a business and we're looking for customers and clients. We can either get angry or annoyed about that and think, oh God, I wish people would just like listen and they would just follow up. But actually, I think if we want to make sales, it's much better for us and it's much better for the people we want to do business with if we just say, okay, well, people are busy and they've got other things to think about rather than us and our products and services. So if they've got a question, okay, so what? Maybe they missed the email. Maybe they could have Googled it, but they're here, they're asking me about it. Let me see what I can do to help them out. It seems to me that if we take the second approach, that everybody wins. So instead of getting annoyed about it or frustrated, we say, okay, fair enough, we just need to give some more information. And I think it also leads me on to another really important point about why we need to sell more than we think we do. I think often we're wrapped up in this little bubble in our own world where, you know, for me, Media Influence Live is all I've been thinking about for months and months and months. But it's not all that you're thinking about. You're thinking about your own business and you're thinking about your own friends, family, your holidays you've got coming up, the bills you've got to pay. So Media Influence Live isn't big in your life like it is in mine. It's something that maybe you've heard me mention a few times, but it isn't the most important thing for you. You're not sitting there refreshing your email every day, waiting for another email from me. You're not obsessively jumping onto social media to see the next time I'm going to mention Media Influence Live. So that's why I need to keep reminding you, because if it is of interest to you and you just have got a bit busy and you did mean to book a ticket and you did mean to find out more and you've just got busy and you've forgotten, then by reminding you, I'm actually doing you a favor. I'm helping you out, because it might be that this event is really, really right for you, but you've just got busy and you've just forgotten. And you've probably heard all the stats or research about how it takes most people 7 or 8 touch points before they buy. They need to hear about your product. They need to hear about your service. They need to hear about your event 7 or 8 times before they actually feel ready to buy. So if you're just tentatively jumping out there and making the odd social media update about it or sending the odd email, then potentially there are people out there who would love to buy your product or service. They would love to come to your event. But if you're not reminding them about it, then you're actually doing them a disservice. And I'm just going to repeat that bit again. If you're not out there telling people about your product or your service or event, people who need that, then you're potentially doing them a disservice. So I share this because, particularly amongst the clients that I work with in my membership, I think there is so much aversion to selling. And I think most of us, you know, we can get a bit paranoid. We feel, what will people think if we send that extra sales email? What will people think if we make that next social media update? Like, will people think we're pushy? Will people think we're selly? Will people think that we're scammy? Whatever. And actually, we can get so bound up, we can get so selfish and wrapped up in all of that, that we forget that people are out there and they are just getting on with their lives and they are just running their business. They're doing their job. They're bringing up their family. They're planning their holidays. And we are not forefront and center of their lives. So we need to remind them that we're there, and we need to remind them that our product or service is out there for them if they need it. With Media Influence Live, I just come across so many people that I get chatting to at events or online, and they really want to get featured in the media, and they're frustrated. And they're frustrated because they try to send emails to journalists, they try to write press releases, they try to sometimes even get in touch on social media, and they're just hearing silence. What I've done for those sorts of people is I've taken all the trouble out of that for them. I've basically gathered some really high profile journalists and influencers. I've brought them all together in a room for one day. And they're there. They're there for people to talk to and ask questions and to pitch to even and to follow up with in the future. So I'm solving a huge problem for some people, not for everybody. It might not be your problem, but for some people, I really am solving a problem that they're pondering on every day. They're thinking, how can I do this? I really want to get featured in Grazia magazine. I really want to know how to get guest spots on big podcasts. I really want to know how to get on the TV so I can plug my business. So I'm solving a problem for those people. But if I'm too scared to go out and tell them about it, then they're never going to hear about it, or they're not going to hear about it enough times so they can actually make a decision. And I just don't want to share one last thing with you on this. And I hope she doesn't mind me sharing it. So Moira, if you're listening, I hope you don't mind. I'm sharing this in good faith. But I'm currently working with a lady, an absolutely fantastic lady called Moira, in one of my mastermind groups. And she's a very, very successful leadership coach. And just before she joined my mastermind program, she said to me, Janet, over Christmas or in the run up to Christmas, I thought that you were sending too many emails. I was actually getting to the point where I thought I might unsubscribe because you were sending so many emails about your media diary that I just thought, no, this is not for me. Now, this is for another episode. It may well be, as often happens in these situations, that people are subscribed under multiple different email addresses. That's usually what happens if that's the case. Now, I honestly don't know if that's the case for Moira. But the point is that she said to me, I got to the point where I thought you were sending too many emails and they weren't for me. But then this email popped into my inbox and it was just what I was looking for. You said, I'm starting a mastermind group. I'm looking for people who want to work with me much more closely. I'm looking for people who want to work in a small group and to really make progress in their business. And Moira signed up straight away. We had a quick conversation and Moira signed up straight away because I offered her exactly what she was looking for. Now, if I hadn't been brave enough, and I share this with you, sometimes I feel scared and sometimes I think, oh, I really don't want to send that next email. And I'll say to my assistant, Jo, do you think our list can take another email? Do you think our list can take another reminder? But if I had been too scared to send that additional email to Moira, I wouldn't have the great pleasure that I'm having now of working with her because she's absolutely fantastic. I couldn't ask for anyone better. And she's actually given me a really good idea of my podcast, which I'll tell you more about as we go. But she wouldn't now be in my group. We had a fantastic first meet for our mastermind group in May. We got together in London and it was just an amazing experience. It was a real pleasure for all of us. The group really got a lot out of it. But Moira wouldn't be part of that group. I wouldn't get that pleasure of working with Moira if I hadn't been brave enough to send that email, if I hadn't been brave enough to follow up and keep going back. And in fact, some of the ladies that I'm working with in my mastermind groups at the moment, I went back to them several times and said to them, look, you know, I told you about this mastermind group. What do you think? Are you up for it? Some of them went for it straight away. Some of them, we had to have a little chat. Some of them needed to ask a few questions. They needed clarification. But I think the key point is that if I hadn't been persistent, if I hadn't been brave enough to send that extra email, to make that additional social media update, then not only would I not have made as many sales as I'd like to, but there would also be people out there like Moira, like some of the people who are coming to Media Influence Live, who wouldn't get their problem solved. And they'd still be there scratching their head thinking, how do I do this thing that I want to do in my business? Or how do I make this change or improvement in my life? So what I want to leave you with today is I want to leave you with a challenge. I want you to remember that not everybody is sitting at home waiting for your next email, waiting for your next social media update. And I want you to remember that what you've got, whether it's a product or a service or an event or some coaching, what you've got is potentially life-changing to somebody. It can solve a problem for them. It can make their life easier and it can help them. So when you send that additional email or social media post, or when you send somebody a personal email just to invite them onto a discovery call, or however it is that you do your sales process, then you're not being a pest. You're potentially solving somebody's problem. You're making their life easier. You're helping them. So I want you to have the guts this week and beyond to send that extra email, to do that extra follow-up, to do those additional Facebook posts or Facebook Live, whatever it is that you do to attract your customers and clients, safe in the knowledge that you are not a pest, that you're not annoying, you've got something valuable to share with the world, and that if you're not doing that, you're actually doing people a disservice.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you're listening right now. And also don't forget about my podcast guide. So this lists all of my podcast episodes to date. They're categorized by theme. So whatever challenge you're facing in your business, then you should be able to find a podcast episode, or in fact, several, to help you solve your problem. And you can get that at janetmurray.co.uk/podcast guide. So that's janetmurray.co.uk/podcast guide.